News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, yeah, listen, this is why I exist. I mean, to take this show on and to do the things that we're doing, I'm loving this. It's because of the audience, though. I mean, I'm already getting feedback here by text, and I appreciate that. So thank you all very much. What a great audience. I mean, man. And it's an honor to have this platform. I'm just going to tell you, I say that all the time. I do not take it lightly. I do not take it for granted. The very idea that I get to sit here every day and you know, dialogue like this with you, that's just good stuff, man. If we can get out there and impact culture 3 hours a day, then I'm meeting the goals. Okay. Hey, listen, by the way, if some of you guys find yourselves getting, you know, like outside the range of our AM FM capabilities, which are pretty broad here at WVNN, then just know that does not matter. Anywhere in the whole wide world, go to the World Wide Web, go to rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. And on there, you will find everything about the show. You'll find, you know, all of our podcasting, which is now over 48,000 downloads. We're pushing 50. I'm saying we're pushing 50, Copper. But
sweet.
Yeah, I know. It's going to get there. But all the stuff is on there. One of the things that's also on there, though, is listen live. So you can stream the show online. If for some reason you're, you know, going to be on vacation, you're driving and the signal's fading, whatever the case may be, then just do that. Go to rightsideradio.org on any device and stream it live. And that's why we have people from all over the place that call in from places that are way outside the AM FM. But there's that. There's also, like I mentioned, our podcast. So we have a huge following right now in Alabama of people that download the podcast. But we've also got our second big, I mean, we have people all over the place. I mean, like literally Canada, believe it or not, multiple other states. I think there's only one state in the nation, Rhode Island, I believe, that doesn't have somebody downloading the podcast. But we also, though, our second biggest audience is California. Hello, California, out there on the left coast. God bless you. We are doing ministry in a foreign land, I guess. But yes, actually, I lived in California for a period of time. So I did. Earlier in my life, mom remarried. We moved out to Laguna. So I lived in Laguna Niguel, which is the same place where those huge fires have gone through. Now, I didn't live in the mansions in Laguna Niguel, but I did live up on the mountains, not far from Huntington Beach, Laguna Beach, that area, just for a brief period of time, a brief sojourn, if you will, into the West Coast. But this is my home, and I'm glad to be here. All that to say, rightsideradio.org. It's got it all on there, y'all. Check it out. Okay, lots of things happening in the news, too. So, you know, the interesting dynamic you've got right now on this Office of Disinformation is they are refusing to say, I mean, they don't want to do it. They're refusing to say it's done. But I don't know how in the world they can bring it back. Now, I saw somebody tweet out, because all they're doing right now is they're saying, well, we paused it for 75 days to get a review. Okay, that's what we do in government. We pause departments and we think about them for 75 days before we do anything else. That's just crap. So it's not paused. It's like it's on the skids, man. It's on the rocks. It's dying in a pile. It was the biggest debacle, and I'm sure somebody's head rolled at the very least for the ungainly way in which they rolled it out. You know, not that I want them to do this, but they could have just as easily created that department, never said a word about it, and let it do its thing and just make advisories to the FBI or whoever they were going to use it for. Not, I mean, like I said, I don't want them doing that kind of thing, but no. Alejandro Mayorkas was so proud of himself as Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, he could not help himself in a recent House Appropriation Committee meeting, and he just up and said, well, we're going to be doing this. You're doing what? Well, we are. We're bringing all the resources of the Department of Homeland Security into play. Well, that's law enforcement and everything else. Really? How about you go guard the southern border, dude? Really? Okay. Well, that died in a pile. Meanwhile, Alejandro Mayorkas still has his job. Okay. Other thing in the news, too. We're going to get to the Triple Dipper in a minute after the break. But other thing in the news that I find very interesting, Elon Musk, have you been tracking all this? So Elon Musk, by the way, is still working to buy Twitter, but he has got them on the ropes. Literally, a tweet on Twitter from Elon Musk can drive their stock up or down, and he knows it. He knows it. Well, they refuse to tell him how many of their Twitter users are just actually bots, fake accounts, accounts that don't mean anything. Because if you remember, one of the things that his business model says he's going to do when he buys it for $42 billion is he's going to monetize it to some degree. I don't know how he's going to do it yet. Subscription, something. But if it's a bunch of bots, if more, and they say they're only 5%. Well, it looks like it's a lot more than 5%. So if there's a bunch of bots out there, those bots are not going to pay for a subscription. That means suddenly the value of Twitter just went down because a larger chunk of its users are not real users. Huh. And so basically what he's doing is he's flushing them out. The other thing Elon Musk did, which is just freaking the liberals out right now, is he said that he has always voted Democrat, but not anymore. He says he is voting Republican from here on. I'm just saying. It's just, you know, it's just got them completely freaked out right now. They have no idea what to do. Meanwhile, the folks over at Project Veritas had another foul-mouthed secret video rant from this time from a Twitter executive who just basically says they don't believe in the First Amendment. They don't like Elon Musk. They're doing everything they can on the inside to just battle back against Elon Musk. Folks, I'm just telling you that when you shine light on liberals, when you speak up, when you expose the things that they're doing in such a way that they can't argue with it because it was actually them doing it, it makes a difference. Well, Copper, if there's music playing, I can barely hear it. I hear something in the background. There it is. That's my signal. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Little bump music there from Three Doors Down, I believe. Great band. Love that band. I guess sometimes I think I'm still stuck in the 90s. Everyone saw it's the 80s, but I also play a lot of 70s. I got an eclectic musical acumen, but... All right, hey, listen, number one, the Triple Dipper, calling it Alabama election integrity. So here's the thing. I had a friend once, this has been years back, but I guess, this is 30 years ago. We worked together. And I'll never forget, we were talking about elections, and she just up and said, well, my silent form of protest is I don't vote. And I looked at her and I said, what? And she goes, yep, that's my silent form of protest. And I said, well, then you've got nothing to complain about. She said, what do you mean? I said, if you don't vote, then you pretty much abdicate your right to complain. I mean, you just literally took the moment you had to be a part of the process and just didn't do it. Now, I get it. I mean, there's things that happen, like maybe you ran late at work and didn't get there, the polls closed, or you were sick and you didn't get your absentee ballot in on time. Something crazy can happen. Those are one-offs. But to say that you have a calculated decision that your silent form of protest is not to vote? Well, that's one of the stupidest things I think I've ever heard. Listen, it's a constitutional right. People have fought and died for it. Now, there's a whole lot of questions out there. I watched the movie 2,000 Mules the other day. Monday, I did a whole segment on 2,000 Mules. If you haven't seen it yet, by the way, I highly recommend it. And go ahead and prepare yourself to be mad. I mean, you're gonna watch it and go, golly, how does this even happen? Why isn't anybody in jail? I don't know. Maybe one day they will be. But right now I do know this. We have an election next Tuesday. Alabama has not been the problem. But even if I lived in Arizona or Pennsylvania, I'd still be going to the polls. And I hope you're all thinking the same thing. Because the reality is we have got to show up at the polls. Because if we don't, we have nothing to complain about. If something happens to your vote, by the way, it won't happen in Alabama, I believe that. But if something were to happen to your vote, that's one thing. If you never voted at all, then there's nothing that could have happened to it because you just chose not to be there. All right. Now, I feel like I'm talking in circles, but the reality is what I'm trying to say is go vote. And I wanted to spend some time today sort of unpacking some assurances about where we are. Now, things happen, by the way. I'm not trying to say our systems are perfect in Alabama. I mean, I told you, if you recalled, a good friend of mine, Mac Butler, is running for the Alabama State House over in District, I think it's now, they redrew his line, so I think he's now in District 29, I'm not sure. But anyway, over in Etowah County. So Mac Butler's running for his old House seat. They redrew the lines. His sister went to vote absentee just 10 days, 2 weeks ago, whenever it first opened, because she knew she was going to be out of town. So she went to vote absentee. She called him and said, "Mac, I got a ballot and your name's not on it." He goes, "What do you mean my name's not on it? You live right down the street from me." She goes, "Your name's not on it." So he did some checking. Then he called his dad, who checked, and he was not listed in the district. And then he called another friend who's supposed to be, and they were not listed. It turns out the registrars had not effectively gone through the redistricting and put people in the right districts. There were literally thousands of people who were about to get the wrong ballot. Well, of course, Mac engaged the Secretary of State's office, the local county clerk, the probate judge, who's the chief elections officer for the county, and they had to begin working that issue, but they got it fixed. And everybody was super apologetic, and it was human error. It was not a contrived thing. It was human error, and they're getting it fixed. They got it fixed. Other things that I've seen happen, though, in the past, before we did some things when I was in the legislature, like putting photo ID in place, you had little old Uniontown, Alabama. Union City. Where in 2012, I believe it was, you had 125% of the population, voting population, show up to vote for a municipal election. Okay, how's that happen? Something's wrong. Well, that one is fraught with issues. So in places right now around the country, they're still struggling. Things happen. Story right here off of PennLive.com. Penn Live being their version up in Pennsylvania, I guess, of something like an AL.com kind of thing. PennLive.com reports Lancaster County reports big mail-in ballot problem. Significant number of ballots did not scan. So the mail-in ballots they got up there, they got a bunch of them back. And in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, which is, by the way, one of the bigger counties, it says, upon opening, Copper, you went to college there in Lancaster?
In Lancaster, yeah.
No kidding. What was the name of your college again?
Franklin and Marshall.
Franklin and Marshall, that's right. It's a pretty area up there, too, isn't it?
It is gorgeous. Amish town.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Well, nonetheless, they struggle with voting, just so you know.
Oh, man.
But anyway, it says that upon opening and scanning the first batch of ballots, it became immediately apparent they had a significant number of the mail-in ballots that would not scan. That's a problem. Upon further inspection of the ballots, the county identified that the ballots had been printed by the mail ballot vendor with the wrong identification code. And this error is preventing them from being scanned. So they're getting them fixed. They're having to put like a scan sticker or something on it to make it go through the machine correctly. But this got me, though. It says, after conferring with both major political parties, the staff recommended a process to correct the issue, remarking and scanning all the affected ballots. This is the process that we used in the 2021 primary election when the previous mail ballot vendor had printed our ballots incorrectly. I think they need to work on who they're sending these out to, you know, the printing. I mean, if they had it happen last year, now they're having it happen again, for the love. All right. However, more things are out there. This is still a big deal. The left wants us to believe that election integrity is not an issue. Stop talking about it. It's the big lie. No. CNN, storyline dated today. Trump taints the Pennsylvania GOP Senate primary with fresh fraud lies. How dare he? How dare he? It's not like he wasn't the victim of some really hanky-panky stuff going on during the 2020 election. Maybe he still got PTSD from it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if anybody's going to call it out, it's the guy who got abused by the process. All right. But this is such a slanted article. I mean, you talk about putting your skew and your spew into the article. Ex-President Donald Trump is injecting his democracy damaging fraud claims into a new election cycle. Whatever. Trump's falsehoods about the last presidential election. Okay. And then a state that could be pivotal to control the U.S. Senate, top Republicans are raising concerns that Trump's Senate nominees, who are the top Republicans? Well, they don't name them. Anyway, all I'm saying is this. We have every right to be concerned. It does not mean we don't go vote. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir largely here, all right? But I want to point out a couple things about Alabama's voting processes that should give you some confidence. Like, for instance, a story on AL.com. Oh, I did. I went to AL.com. Story on AL.com by Mike Kaysen. Dated yesterday. I mean, so now AL.com is worried about election integrity? Okay. Headline is, Alabama's new hardened laptop rule for vote counting could slow the process in Jefferson County. AL.com could care less about time until suddenly we put voter integrity processes in place. Now, hey, this might take longer. Well, it's okay. In fact, when you read the article, you realize, not really. Mike Kaysen's a good reporter. I'm pretty sure his editors put the headline on it, though. Here's the deal. Changes that come with the use of a new vote tabulating computer could cause some delays in compiling and reporting results in next Tuesday's primary in Jefferson County. One county, y'all. One county. Secretary of State John Merrill, who put the rules for the new computers in place, said they're an additional safeguard against hackers manipulating voting results. Here's the bottom line. We now have put additional measures in place. In computer parlance, we call this the air gap. You don't have computers connected. You don't have them wired to the internet. You have an air gap. In other words, if you want to swap data from one computer to the other, you have to thumb drive it, come off of one computer, and then walk it over and put it into the other computer. That's the air gap. That's the gap of air between the two computers. They're not in sync. They cannot transmit data to each other. And they're also not hardwired, or for that matter, Wi-Fi'd in. There's no modem to the internet. These are isolated, standalone, air-gapped computers. What are we doing here? Well, when all the data comes in, they now have to come into a central location, not just Jefferson County, statewide. They have to come to a central location. You're not doing tabulating at multiple locations around the county. They come in, they are tabulated on one computer. That one computer is not in, you know, connection to the internet. The data is then taken off of that one by air-gapping it with a thumb drive over to the main computer that compiles all the results. If there is any possibility that someone could hack a system on the main computer, the one that they thumb drive it to, you would still have the original computer that they can't access where the data would have been before. In other words, if somebody had 100 votes and they transmit it by thumb drive over and suddenly it was 125 votes, you could go back and compare. What we're saying here is the compilation of votes is now taking place by a different means, by a more secure means, by a means that cannot be connected to the internet or allegedly cannot be accessed by external sources. So that's the process. Now, what's the deal? Is it going to take longer? I don't know. Do I care? No. It makes me more confident in the voting process. Any concerns I have that when I go to the polls that I would not be able to see my vote make it to the right place to be tabulated are fading away with these kind of things. This is the kind of thing that has to happen. This is what I hope places like Arizona and California and New York and Michigan and Pennsylvania are doing to make sure that their vote in Georgia are doing to make sure their voting processes cannot be questioned again. Madison County Probate Judge Frank Barger in the same article says he does not expect any problems or significant delays. Mobile County Probate Judge Don Davis said the rules are not going to change anything in Mobile County. The county has already compiled their vote totals on a hardened computer that did not connect to the internet. In other words, Mobile County was already doing this. So Jefferson County, because they have 175 precincts, it may take a little longer. We're okay with that. Just so you know, Jefferson County, do what you got to do. Just do it right. We'll be okay. Lee County Probate Judge, who is the chair of the Electronic Voting Committee, says these new laptops don't have the capability of being connected to the internet, and there's no way anybody could hack in and change the results. And I mean, that's nothing but a plus. So in other words, some of the systems that are being put in place by the legislature are actually working. They did establish an electronic voting committee, a 5-member panel that was actually been in place for a little while. But that committee has now been able to review certain processes and tighten up what was already a very good system. I'm going to tell you more in a minute, like how do we rank nationwide in voter integrity? Ah, that's something you're going to want to hear. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll come back from this, and I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper, Alabama election integrity. Don't you not go vote. Don't you not go vote. That's right, folks, because we got one of the best in the nation. Talk to you about it when we get back. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. About a half hour away from doing the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. And then at 4 o'clock, you're going to want to stay tuned. Congressman Mo Brooks will be calling in. His bid for U.S. Senate is really on the climb right now. Interesting to watch the polls change, just the two polls. We had one yesterday that had Britt at 32% and Durant in second place at 26%. The one that came out today shows Britt at only 30% with Brooks at 28%, and that's within the margin of error. So it's like, wow, this is a slugfest, man. All right, back to our election integrity. Let me tell you this story off of our own WHNT Channel 19 News, WHNT.com. Dated April 27th, so it's a couple weeks old, Secretary of State Merrill says Alabama elections are secure. And so he says this, and of course he's going to say that. He's the Secretary of State. He's not going to say, I'm the Secretary of State, and our election integrity sucks. No, he's not going to say that. But nonetheless, he would not be able to say certain things without them being legit. So the article goes on to say, in the wake of the 2020 election, voters across the nation questioned the validity and security of elections. And in Alabama, election integrity is once again a topic among the candidates. Well, of course it is. I mean, allegedly, that's the reason why Donald Trump pulled his endorsement of Mo Brooks. He thought he wasn't strong enough on the issue. But Brooks has also said, even in a recent campaign ad, he's quoted here in the article, on January 6th, he said, I proudly stood with President Trump in the fight against election fraud. Every one of the candidates is saying that they believe that election integrity is a huge issue, and it is. Secretary of State Merrill wanted people to realize, he says, that Alabama is one of 35 states that requires voters to show a photo ID at the polls. The state also does not offer early voting. Absentee ballots require two witness signatures or notarization, and since 2020, Alabama has scaled back absentee voting eligibilities and made it a little more difficult for people to actually commit fraud in that regard. So here's the thing, and I see I got a caller coming in, so I'll take that in just 1 minute. But number things you might want to know, a couple of things. Number one, Secretary of State's website shows that last year it came out that Alabama was the only state in the nation to receive an A in election integrity from the National Organization of Concerned Women for America. That's for election integrity. That's pretty amazing. The only state in the nation to receive an A. They rank the state based on voter identification, ballot harvesting issues, absentee ballots, and absentee ballot verifications. So he says, John Merrill then said at the time, we're very proud of the safeguards been put in place. And that's a great thing. Only state in the nation that received an A from Concerned Women for America. The other one that I will point out to you, I see we lost our caller. Thank you, Copper. I got it. The other thing that I'll point out to you came from the Opelika Observer. It's funny where you find things sometimes. This is more of a story than just, you know, finding it in Opelika, but they're the first one that I found it. This is dated December of this past year. The Heritage Foundation, a very conservative, nationally recognized organization. The Heritage Foundation recognizes Alabama for election integrity. This is a December 22nd, and it says last week, which would be the week prior to that, obviously, last week the Heritage Foundation released its election integrity scorecard, and Alabama was ranked among the best states in the nation for election integrity. John Merrill said at the time, we're very proud of the safeguards we put in place to ensure the integrity of the election process, and he went on to talk about the different things they've done. The election integrity scorecard from Heritage, by the way, it grades things like how effectively each state protects the security and integrity of the overall elections process, and it gives a clear understanding of their best practices and vulnerabilities and things like that. And you can find those on the Heritage Foundation's website. All right, so I say all that to say, folks, next Tuesday, go to the polls. I hope that nobody listening to this show says, you know, I just don't trust the system anymore. I can't do it. You know what? If you don't vote, there ain't no way it'll be counted. You're guaranteed to miss every target you don't shoot at. You know what I'm saying? So go vote. And take heart that for all the warts and blemishes, in all of the nation, that you're actually voting in the state that has one of the best records for election integrity out there. Some may have some claims about things that are done wrong, but I'm going to tell you right now, by comparison, there's not many states doing it better. And I was proud to be a part of the state Senate when we passed some of those laws that that made it stronger and put it in the place that it's in right now. All right, there we go. Number one of the Triple Dipper. We actually got through it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Got a short news break. Coming back with number two on the Triple Dipper, Roe Rage. Roe v. Wade Rage. We'll talk about it. Stay tuned.